Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. After the judges go back and forth, they hear all the testimony and all the information that they have, they would discuss it amongst themselves and then reach a conclusion and then announce the bottom line verdict. Mishnah says, Gamru et hadavar, when they decided the verdict, what the decision was going to be, what they would do is they would take the people who were in court, the litigants, they would bring them into a courtroom in order to hear the verdict. Hagadol shebed dayanim omer, the head judge would say, ish peloni ata zakai, you so-and-so, you are innocent, or ish peloni ata hayav, or so-and-so, you are guilty, you're liable. Where do we know that after this judgment is over and the judges leave the courtroom, they're not allowed to go over to the person in question and tell him, can't tell, the judge can't tell the person in question, by the way, I was the one who found you innocent, and my friends, the other judges, they found you guilty. But what can I do? The judges were the majority. They outnumbered me. Can't say that. Alzene Imad, about this type of judge, it says, Lo telech rachil be'amecha. Don't be a gossiper amongst your people. That's spreading gossip. The decisions of the individual judges have to be kept secret. Ve'omer, it also says, Holech rachil megalesod. Somebody who goes about gossiping, he's revealing the secret. The secret over here has to be kept by the judges alone. Nobody can know who voted what. It's confidential. You just reveal the end decision to the people who appeared in court.